Joining me now is the person running on the Republican for the Republican nomination to be Racine County Sheriff, Carrie Madrigal. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me this morning, John.
I always want to say Carrie Mulligan every time I see your name because she's an actress, Carrie Mulligan. Mm-hmm. And I always say Carrie Mulligan. No, it's Carrie Madrigal, like the Madrigal singers. So where are you from originally?
Union Grove, Wisconsin. Oh, born and bred.
That's where my wife's from, Union Grove.
Yeah, long time. This my entire life I've lived in Racine County, so.
Did you sneak into the county fair, too? Like she denies she did it, but she once told me her and her brothers used to sneak into the county fair.
You know, back in the day, that was something that people did, absolutely.
She lived right down the block. She says, yeah, we were under the fence. Now she tells me it was free anyway, so there was no reason to. Is it the one you tell me you went in? I said, I never said that. I didn't make it up. I know I heard you say it. So anyway, it says she used to sneak into the county fair all the time. She says she didn't. So you're from Union Grove. Mm-hmm. You ever live anywhere else?
Burlington. Okay. I've lived in Caledonia. I've lived in Kansasville.
So you're a local yokel, in other words. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Haven't left Racine County, no.
Well, good for you. Mm-hmm. And what have you done? And you went to high school in what, Union Grove?
I did. I went to three different high schools, actually. I went to Burlington High School, I went to Case High School, and graduated from Union Grove High School.
Well, you're trying them all out before you figured out which one you want to graduate
apparently
from?
Apparently, it's wild when I see people and I start talking to them. In my mind, I'm trying to think, which high school did I go to school with them at? Or, you know, where do I know them from? But
when I went to high school, the actual town had a high school. The high school was named after the town, Massapequa, Massapequa High School. I went to Burner High School. And when you told people, oh, I go to live in Massapequa. Oh, you go to Massapequa High? No. Oh, you go to the other one. It was always the other one because I couldn't remember the name, Alfred G. Burner High School. Oh, you go to the other one. Yeah, I go to the other one. Yeah, that's the one
that's
I go to.
It's a big name. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which we beat him every year in football anyway, so it doesn't matter. Okay, so you graduate from Union Grove High School.
Correct.
What do you do with your life?
So I was, 18 years old, wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, and I started going to school at Gateway for legal secretary and ended up thinking, I don't know if that's really my forte. So I went to Carthage and got my paralegal certification. From there, I went to Parkside for a while and ended up getting my bachelor's degree from Concordia. And it took me about 8 years to get my bachelor's degree. I worked full time at American Roller Company and worked part time at Fred's out in Burlington. I waitressed at the Cotton Picker when that was still around.
Oh, so I got married.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, very nice. Very nice. So ended up getting my degree in 2000. I have a double major in business management and communication.
Well, okay. What got you into law enforcement?
Literally was driving down the road one day and there was a commercial on the radio. Hence, here we are. And it was saying that Bill McReynolds was in desperate need of female applicants for the position of deputy sheriff. Now, back then, the deputies worked in the jail and we had female floors and they had to have so many females working. And so that was the first time that I went and took the physical agility, took the written test and then went for the interview. Now, within about 6 months, they were hiring for both male and female. So there was two separate lists at the time. And so I went through the process again and, tested with all the males and ended up ranking, I believe I was number 7 or 8 on the list that was male and female. And that was ultimately the list that I was hired off of.
So you heard it on the radio. Huh?
Heard it on the radio.
Bill McReynolds was a teacher, English teacher.
At Union Grove High School.
I know. My wife had him.
Yes. Yeah. He also taught driver's ed.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Did you have him for driver's ed or English?
No, I did not. My mom, I believe, did. Yes.
Yeah. My wife, every time she sees him somewhere, she used to see him. That was my English teacher.
Yeah. Yeah.
My English teachers never amounted to anything except English teaching.
Right. There you go.
Well, that's great. So you got the job.
Yeah. At the time, I was still going to college. So I had a lot of electives I needed to take. And so I ended up taking a lot of electives in criminal justice. And the more that I took, the more I learned and was really kind of drawn into it. And from there, the rest is history.
But you had to work in the jail, huh?
I did.
Ugh. I mentioned earlier today, I was, the current sheriff gave me a tour of the jail. And I passed the law center all the time on the way to work because I live on Main Street.
Sure.
And my wife works there too as a bailiff. And I'm telling you, I would be frightened working in that place because everybody's out to try to trick you and fool you. And I'm easily fooled.
No, there's, you know, I guess people will say, you know, they have 24 hours to, you know, try to figure out how they can, you know, get what they want or, you know, manipulate you. But the reality is, you learn very quickly how to talk to people.
Well, that's what the sheriff did. Somebody, they had a blanket covering their cell door. Mm-hmm. And he said, get that blanket down. And they took it down. With me, they'd say, make me. And and they say, okay, you can leave the blanket up. But yeah, he just, with authority, said, take it down. And they did. Mm-hmm. But they knew they couldn't have the blanket up covering what they were doing in there.
Right.
But they did it anyway.
There's a lot of jail rules. And I think, you know, I mean, the toilet is right inside of the cell. So sometimes they do it for privacy. I, you know, having worked in there for a long time.
I couldn't deal with that. No, I couldn't deal with that. That's why I don't get in trouble with the law, because I don't deal with anything like that. Okay, so then you were on patrol.
Correct.
That's also a dangerous job.
Yeah.
Because you don't know when you talk to somebody if they're out to get you.
You know, patrol is the ultimate freedom after working in the jail, I will say, because you get to be in your squad. You get to be out there doing, you know, what you want to do. You get to make it your own. You know, if you want to stop out and check on businesses, see how they're doing, you're enforcing the law. You're watching for people that, you know, maybe have an expired registration on their license plate. You're looking for, you know, traffic laws that are being broken.
Yeah, but when you pull people over, you never know what their intention is going to be.
This is true. You always have to be
alert. And a lot of officers get hurt.
Yes.
Because you don't know what that person reaches in their glove compartment, what they're doing or what they're reaching for. Are you pulling them off? You have no idea.
True.
See, I'd walk around with a taser. I'd say, can I see your license? I'd tase them right away. And that way they know who's in charge.
Yeah, that's frowned upon, at least at this point.
That's definitely why I couldn't be in that job. That's what I did. I'd be tasing everybody just the minute I saw their eyes. Mm-hmm. So you worked in the patrol division. Then you went into investigator, sensitive crimes.
Yes, I worked in sensitive crimes. So during my time in the
detective bureau. Now, what's a sensitive crime? Like a sex crime?
Sexual assault of children, child abuse, elder abuse. Yeah, that type of thing. That by far was the best job that I've had in my over 25-year career. There's no greater satisfaction than putting away a sex offender in prison.
That's a child sex offender.
Mm-hmm. I mean, those absolutely.
People talk about predators.
Absolutely.
Innocent people that can't defend themselves. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, so then you went on to sergeant. You were promoted to sergeant. Now, those are the people, I watch these YouTube videos when they get pulled over by the police and they don't want, I'm not talking to you, give me a supervisor. It's always the sergeant comes out and fixes everything. Was that first, you?
That is the first line of supervision is the sergeants. And they're really the first line of trainers as well. If you think about it, all of the deputies, all of the investigators, you know, their reports are all being reviewed by a sergeant, sometimes the lieutenant. But they're really the ones that are, you know, holding down the fort.
And just when you thought you had it made, you're going back to the jail.
Going back to the jail as a lieutenant. Man. Yes, yes.
Did you ever say, don't send me back to the Rock? I don't want to go to the Rock.
Absolutely not. All of the different divisions all have their, you know, different positives and negatives. And someone has to fill those spots.
And you promoted to captain. And just 2 years ago, you were operations division captain. What's that job?
Operations captain, that's where I'm at now. That's our largest division that oversees the three shifts of patrol, water patrol, detective bureau, metro drug unit, our internet crimes against children division. And yeah, it's there's a lot of people. That's almost, it's 90 something just because it fluctuates. I'll say it's between 90 and 100 people that are in the operations division.
We're talking to Carrie Madrigal. She is running for Racine County Sheriff. The Republican primary is tomorrow. And so you understand this thing. So you're voting tomorrow to see who's going to be the Republican facing off against the Democrat in November. And then you're really going to start pushing because, I mean, you got a couple of months to go, but still, now you're facing off against somebody different. Right now you're facing off against another person. Okay, so you've been in law enforcement, looks like, most of your life.
Correct.
So why do you want this job?
So, you know, at this point, I'm 52 years old. I could retire.
Oh, you're a baby, 52. Come on.
Or I could run for sheriff, right? I mean, some people are like, are you crazy? And, you know, I still love this job. And I love the department in which I work. I have a lot of respect for the people that work there. And in over 25 years, I've seen this department move on a very positive trajectory. And I want to continue to see that happen. I want to be part of that. I want to make sure that, you know, the people that we have working for us are taken care of. There's a lot more that can be done, I believe, for the mental health of our staff. And that's kind of me in a nutshell.
You're so in the public spotlight when you're sheriff.
This is true.
I mean, I can handle it, but a lot of people are in the public spotlight and they can't handle it because everything you do is going to be criticized. Mm-hmm. You could be doing the best job in the world. Somebody's going to find out something you're doing wrong or accuse you of doing something wrong. And now Right. You got to defend yourself. Mm-hmm. You have no problem with that, huh?
I have very thick skin and I have an extremely strong faith. So both of those things have gotten me to where I am today. I've not been perfect. I've made mistakes and I've learned from them. This is something that, you know, it's been probably in the back of my mind for at least the last 5 years that it was something that I wanted to do. And, you know, I've kind of made it my, I guess, goal to get to this point. And here we are. And so I'm going to continue pushing forward to see that happen.
So you've never been in the police department. You've always been in the sheriff's department.
Always at the sheriff's office.
Because it's a different thing where you're elected sheriff. Police people are promoted to head of police departments, but you have to be elected.
Correct.
And a lot of these people who are sovereign citizens don't acknowledge police officers. They will acknowledge sheriffs because they're elected.
Correct.
It is sheriffs, right? There's not sheriff.
Deputy sheriff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's not the plural of sheriff is sheriffs, right? Yeah.
Correct.
It's not like octopi where they change
no.
it around. Okay.
No, I don't
Just
think
making
so.
Sure. Okay, so this is it. And once you become sheriff, if you get elected to the Republican nomination and face off against a Democrat and you make the, you get elected, you want to make changes? You're happy with status quo? How is it going to be?
You know, our department is doing a great job in many, many areas, but I believe that there's always room for improvement. You know, I want to continue to make sure that our training that we provide to our staff is the finest, which I believe it is right now. But I think there's always ways that we can improve things. You know, I think that there's a lot of grants that we can look deeper into to see what we can bring back here to Racine County. I think that there's a lot that can be done in terms of collaboration with other agencies and just working together, because ultimately when the bad things happen, the really big bad things happen, everybody's coming. All the agencies throughout, you know, when we had the big flood in Burlington, you had police officers and deputies from throughout the county helping. When something big like that happens, whether it's man-made or it's a natural disaster, we're all coming and we need to be able to work together to make sure that we provide the best service that we can for the citizens of Racine County.
Now, unlike police departments, the sheriff has a lot of real estate involved here. You got the mm-hmm. entire county.
Correct.
That's a lot of people.
It is.
How many deputy sheriffs are there?
We have the approval for 144 deputies. Right now, we are at 135, I believe. So we have 9 openings. We're currently taking applications. If anybody out there wants to apply, please do so.
What qualifications do you need?
You need 60 college credits. That needs to be completed. You have to be 21 years of age, and that's pretty much it. When I got hired, I had a lieutenant at the physical agility told me that you needed common sense to be a police officer or a deputy sheriff. And I could not agree more after over 25 years. And I think at this stage of the game, sometimes I think I'm thinking that we need to make sense common again. I believe it might be a superpower.
I was told common sense is not common.
No, it's not. But
you have to know how to deal with people.
Correct.
I mean, that's number one because, I mean, if you deal with somebody incorrectly, then you're just escalating a problem that doesn't need to be escalated.
Agreed.
Well, see, that's where I would fail you.
Well, I don't know. We could train you. It would be all right. I think that there's a lot to be said in, you know, being an active listener and listening to a person that, you know, may be in crisis, you know, taking that extra few minutes to understand the entire problem before, you know, going hands on with someone, you know, really, I mean, obviously keeping the scenes safe and making sure that we're safe, but understanding exactly what their side of the story is, you know, so that you can really truly identify how to help them.
Now, is it a problem being a woman and being sheriff?
Some people will say it's a little bit more difficult. I guess I don't know any other way. I mean, that's what it's been for me my entire career. I think there's situations where it's beneficial. And I think that there's other situations, like when dealing with kids, you know, a lot of times they maybe feel a little bit more comfortable talking to a female, but it depends on the situation. I mean, if it was a female that assaulted them, maybe not. But then again, you know, when you get to, let's say, you know, some man that's, you know, 6'7" and, you know, you're going to have to take him into custody for abuse of his wife or something, for an example, you know, maybe they think that you're going to be easily overtaken. And
see, that's where that taser comes in.
That's, you know, there's tools on the tool belt. However,
and how do you, I got to ask you something here.
Yeah.
I see on these YouTube videos, these cops have this vest on. How do they chase anybody with 50 pounds worth of stuff on them?
It's a lot and it's heavy. It looks heavy. Yes,
you know, it is. I see these cops, oh, he's so fat. They take it off and they're skinny because these mm-hmm. things just, they're, just, you know, between the bulletproof vest mm-hmm. and all the
equipment
stuff they have in there, little pockets full of stuff.
Yeah, lots of tools on the tool belt, but it's important to be, you know, physically fit to be able to do the job day in and day out.
Okay, last 2 minutes here. I'm going to give you a free commercial. We normally charge for these things, but I'm going to give you a free 2 minutes here to do your commercial, why you should be elected sheriff and why you want to win the primary.
I want to win the primary so that I can move forward in the mission of making sure that the Racine County Sheriff's Office continues to be one of the finest agencies in Racine County. With over 25 years of experience at every level through captain, I believe it's important to recognize the experience that each of the candidates have and the importance of learning at every stage of the game. There is something to be learned at every level of law enforcement, and whether it's going to the county board meetings, meeting with, you know, community leaders outside of here to find out what we can do better and what their, you know, issues are and how we can help address them. There's a lot of experience in my over 25 years, and I hope that people will, you know, take a look at it. It's not about being the first female sheriff. You'll hear people talk about that, but the reality is putting the right person in the position, and that's who I am. And I hope that I can get people's vote tomorrow and again on November 3rd.
Your kids give you a hard time and you say, listen to what I'm going to say to you. My mother worked for the Department of Consumer Affairs for 21 years. She was the first woman to lead investigators.
Sure.
And so I know what it's like to have somebody pop. But she was such a soft-spoken person at home. My father was in charge and she, you know, she was good at that. You at home, you lay the law down with your kids.
I have.
You want to be in cuffs? Get off.
No. I will say my kids would tell you that I'm very strict. I'm a single mother.
Yeah.
And they have turned out very good. I have wonderful children and they have been extremely supportive through this entire process. So I'm very grateful, very blessed.
Good for you.
Yeah. So far, so good.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's good. That'd be tough. Oh, man. I was very lucky. My daughter was really a sweetheart growing up. I never had a problem with her. Mm-hmm. She just followed the rules. So I never had to be a disciplinarian at all. She never got punished. I was very lucky.
I can't say that, Don, but my kids have pushed some of the limits, but they've learned from their mistakes. That's what's important.
Carrie Madrigal wants your vote. She is running in the primary tomorrow, election day tomorrow. And she's running for the Republican nomination. And then you'll face off in November against the Democrat. And then you start all over again.
You got it.
Well, good for you. Thanks for coming in, by the way.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It was a good talk.